Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came and you were a one-man show, showing the Father, showing the kingdom, showing Son. And thank you, Jesus, you didn't remain alone. You gave your life. You died so that we can also bear much fruit, as you've opened the way for your kingdom to be here, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And so we just thank you. We thank you for the realities of your kingdom love, your kingdom plan coming on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious saints. I just wanted to just stay here this morning and just talk about the kingdom. And as I just said in my prayer now, you know, Jesus, he was a one-man show, showing the kingdom, showing the Father. And then, as my Father sent me, so I send you, showing, pointing out the reality of a son, child in obedience and dedicated to the Lord, growing and becoming everything that God destined for him. And so setting us free so that we can also walk on this glorious path. And so the kingdom of heaven is a big reality. I mean, you see Jesus speak this plenty, plenty times. Bring out the kingdom is like. And the beautiful thing, it didn't stay there. And sadly, many times we as believers, we just read the kingdom of God is like, and we don't get the value out of it as much as we should. And we see clearly in the scriptures, you know, we fell from the kingdom. We fell into the kingdom of darkness. But praise God, like in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we were the unbelievers, the grumblers, in all sin, in various sin. But praise God, he who knew no sin became sin, so we could become the righteousness of God. And so he paid the price, making room for us to be washed, justified, sanctified. And that's reality. And how did it become a reality? When we heard the gospel. So the gospel is so important, the gospel of our salvation, that God predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth. And when everything went wrong, the Godhead Elohim sent Jesus, and Jesus came and he's fixed it up. He's finished it. He's made provision for us all to come back home and then be the people he made us to be. And so we see and to enter the kingdom, we got to get born again. That's in Jesus' words. And then once we born again, we've got to push on into this kingdom. Sadly, it says that to many of the priests many people, they don't press into the kingdom, and so they keep others out as well. So we need to see the kingdom is a reality here for us right now. It's available. And that comes out so clearly in, we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem. Amen. So it's a now reality. And then the New Jerusalem is the kingdom of God, the city of God. You can see from in that chapter, Hebrews 12 from verse 22. I think it's verse 24 where it says, in that day, we have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken, therefore worship God in holy awe. And to worship God in holy awe is to press into this kingdom, making your calling and election sure, so that you won't even stumble. And so it's got to be a lifestyle. We've given our lives totally over to the Lord now. So his love has come. The day has come. We'll touch on that tomorrow. And it's now we need to live in holy awe and living in his presence moment by moment, day by day, moment by moment. So I'm going to send them lots of beautiful scriptures now just to encourage the reality. The kingdom is here and it needs to be a big reality in our life as we look to the Lord, listen to the Lord and walk with the Lord, because that kingdom has got to come on earth as it is in heaven. And another quick thing that I didn't put in the scriptures as well, I was asking the question to the Lord, what's this about the kingdom of God is within us? Because when I perceive the kingdom, I see the beautiful picture Romans 12 from verse 22. There you see the kingdom in all its reality, the angels, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit making just people perfect. And then that's a kingdom. What's this kingdom in us? The kingdom in us is our purpose, our destiny, the why we are here. And so it's realities that need to come to pass that's relevant to God's plan for us. And then it encourages anyone else to also work out their own salvation, bringing about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Be blessed because you have been brought home. You're a child of the Most High God to walk and be the fragrance and to walk in triumph, because God always leads us in triumph. In Jesus' name, amen.